Hi friends, I'm going to be talking about types of reward systems. This particular chapter is covering how reward systems can be innovatively made. It is popularly believed that rewards in the corporate context is monetary. Most of the people think that rewards should be monetary, most of them, right? But what has happened in the last about two or three decades that we have realized with the nature of business transforming into service sector and certain other complexities coming in, people are not looking for only monetary rewards. They look for something more than that. And monetary rewards have got a certain limitation. Beyond the point, man doesn't want money as a reward. He wants something else. So with industry taking a type of a turn in the last about two or three decades in a different direction and business is becoming global, the reward systems are also being relooked into. So let's try and understand what this chapter has to offer us in terms of its learning objectives. We'll try and understand the innovation brought by the companies in the process of defining the reward system. Newer ways of doing things, innovative ways of doing things, not the usual things, something how innovation is brought into the reward system itself. Understand the finer details of monetary and non-monetary rewards. Gain an understanding of the concept of total rewards. Total rewards is the sum total of the rewards, which is monetary, non-monetary, and other types of rewards also. All of them put together is total rewards. Now, in the past, if I could just share with you, when other rewards were given other than monetary, that was not noticed. And companies also did not acknowledge it and validate it. So what used to happen was a reward like a pat in the back, or a word of mention about you in front of a group of people, which is very common these days, that was not really taken as a reward by the employee as well as by the employer. They were just taken for granted. It was not structured, in short. So the total rewards concept is very, very encouraging for everybody, for the company as well as for the employee. Understand the use of rewards to enhance the engagement of employees. Now, the moment my rewards are properly structured, then it is easier for the engagement of the employees. What is employee engagement? Employee engagement means the employee is mentally engaged with the company. He takes interest in whatever work he does. He is there in the sound and fury of the business. Not just a passive person who comes there, sits from 9 to 5 and goes. He is engaged, and because he is emotionally engaged with the work, he actually, his output and the quality of what he does is far better, right? So understand the use of rewards to enhance the engagement of employees. Gain an understanding of the best practices in the total reward system, right? The structure and the contents of this particular chapter is as follows. Background and overview of the reward system we'll start with. Need for rethinking and innovation in the design of reward systems. Changing perception of the people as to how they find gratification in organization. Like I told you at the beginning, gratification means a person feels satisfied. He feels absolutely complete. So this sense of completeness at one point of time long back was based on only one single reward that was monetary. You give me more money, I'll feel extremely satisfied, because that was the need of the hour in society those days. And now, the gratification is not based on only one factor like money, but there are other factors also. So the need, changing perception of the people as to how they find gratification in organizations. HR managers need to recognize a new age networked organization. New age networked organizations are the ones which are there today. We got a bank, we got an IT company. These are all very massive ones, multi-locational, globally located, and the manpower is moving from place to place, and they're all connected through the networking and various types of, you know, human interactions like a web. Now, how do HR managers need to recognize this, and what are the complexities of this is again to be understood. What organizations need to consider while defining the reward structure? Categories of various reward schemes. Types of rewards, that is, and that is as important as a main compensation. Okay, main compensation is what you're getting as your salary, basic salary to take care of your home. But over and above that, what are the other things that he is looking for? Innovation in rewards and recognition system. Comparison of employee expectations with the Maslow's theory of hierarchy of needs, which is basically the theory of motivation, right? Non-monetary rewards, concept of total rewards, and the best practices in employee reward and recognition program. key components of employee engagement, tips for effective multi-generational employee recognition best practices, tips, a type of reward implemented by large multinational companies across the globe, how Indian companies are using rewards to motivate employees to perform in times of slowdown particularly, and categories of various reward schemes. Let's start up with the very first point under this, under the structure, background and overview to the reward system. Now, there is a base pay which everybody gets. Base pay is given to employees in exchange for the work performed. Basic salary, as we call it, a basic pay, focuses on the position, the duties, differences based on experience and differential performance. Very simple. Different levels, different duties, different types of KPIs and KRAs. Obviously, there's a differential pay package. So, this is a basic pay which everybody gets for his subsistence or for his living, which is a bare minimum he has to get. Cost of living adjustment and contingent pay, same to all, to combat effects of inflation. Now, we have inflation happening every year. The cost price, the prices of your commodities which you're using at your home is also going up. So, with the price going up, wholesale price index and consumer price index going up, we need, the value of the rupee comes down, the value of the currency comes down. And so, we need to factor that and raise the reward and giving them a cost of living adjustment by raising the monetary compensation, right? Short-term incentives allocated on past performance known in advance. Short-term incentives are given when you do something well, one quarter, 1 month or something which you've done, immediately short-term incentive is given to you, right? Long-term incentives, ESOPs, employee stock options, okay? So, companies give shares to their employees at a very attractive rate, with a lock-in period of maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And this is given, they could pick up this ESOPs. It's given at a very reduced price or sometimes even free, of course. Okay. And then they keep it. That becomes a reward for them for the future. Of course, there's a lock-in period. After about 1 or 2 years only, they can sell the shares. So, personally invested in organizational success. So, what happens? You become a shareholder and there's a good amount of bulk quantity given by very good companies. And companies also offer them loan to buy the shares. That's a beautiful thing to happen because attractive companies like Infosys, for example, the company has, with the ESOPs, many people, many employees working there have become super rich just by having ESOPs, right? Income protection, medical insurance, pension plans and saving plan. These are all about the person and his personal life. This is the income protection aspect of it. Work-life focus, vacation time, counseling, flexi time, etc., which is to do with his home and his interaction with his family. Okay. Allowances, housing and transportation, relation returns, recognition, status, employees, employment security, challenging work, opportunities to form personal relationships. Now, in an organization, the biggest take home, according to me, what I've seen is, when you work in an organization, you meet people. And when you meet people, certain parts of your life where you need some sort of a help or some sort of facilitation, you suddenly find that among the colleagues of yours, the employees of the same company, you might suddenly develop a relationship and get things done. A father may be looking for a bride for his son. Okay, it's possible that through somebody in the company, through the networking principle, you may get a girl, the daughter of some employee, who may be matchmaking. So when you say relationship, this is what the personal relationship start developing. All of us will agree, we don't go to the workplace only for working, but we also develop relationship. That is the informal groups which we form, right? And that's a great reward actually. The returns and the degree of dependence. There are three different categories of returns given here, long-term and short-term incentives. The degree of dependence is very high. People would definitely like to get incentives more and more so that their life becomes better. So, I depend on that more. Since I depend on that more, my efforts on that is also much more higher. Base pay, work-life focus, allowances, relation returns, moderate thing. This is a part of the game. We take it for granted. So, we put the daily effort as we put coming to the office, working and going. Cost of living adjustment, income protection, etc. This is anyway going to come, so I don't have to put any effort. My degree of dependence is very low. It will happen automatically. I'm not depending on that, but it may happen, right? Types of reward preferred by generation, Gen Y and Gen X type of employees. Gen Y are the ones who are born in 1980 to 1994, around that period. These are the people who are, today we are in 2020, so 80, 90, 100, so about 30 years old. So they have just, you know, coming into the industry as middle managers and above, right? Now this, the types of reward they seek, by and large, is high quality colleagues. They would like to have colleagues who are of very high quality in terms of the work content, in terms of interaction, in terms of intellectual capital, etc. So they are not just working there for the sake of money. They also want to get that type of a kick, right? Flexible work arrangements. They would like to have flexibility in work arrangements because they are very creative and they are actually having a lot of boundless energy to make things happen. Prospects for advancement is very important. They are very impatient. They would like to have advancements every year, every 2 years, which is a very challenging thing for companies to give them. But that's how they are. Recognition from one's company or the boss. Recognition is something they seek. Recognition, not monetary alone, but they would like to have a recognition in terms of name and fame, right? A steady rate of advancement and promotion. They always seek steady rate of advance and promotion. Every 2 years, you can hear youngsters talking to each other. After 2 years, I didn't get a promotion. I quit the company. I went to another company. So they're expecting steady promotion and advancement every year happening to the every second year happening. Access to new experiences and challenges. They are raring to go. They would like to go for exploring new projects and they are restless. They don't like the routine humdrum thing for years together. They would like to have challenge every year. Right? As compared to the generation X, born between 61 and 79, the older one. Now this Gen X, they would also prefer high quality colleagues, obviously, and intellectually stimulating workplace. Okay? As compared to that, autonomy regarding work tasks, they would like to get independent. They want independence in working, in doing tasks. Flexible work arrangements, very flexible work arrangement as others are also there. Access to new experience and challenges and giving back to the world through work. Now this is something very unique. The older generation would like to not only work, get most of the conditions which are enumerated under generation Y, but they would like to return into there's a social aspect to their behavior. It's a part of the group values in which they are born. The people born from 1961 onwards till 79, right? So it is just giving a broad idea about how different age groups are seeking different types of rewards, right? Important tips in innovation in alternate reward system. Now, reward system, what is alternate reward system? The reward system we talk about is monetary. So anything other than monetary is an alternate reward system, which is addressing the total individual, not just his giving him money for the purpose of running his home. No, not his survival alone, but something about the survival, right? So when recruiting emphasizes benefits, okay, talking up a job's perks such as flexible work schedules and skill training can give companies a recruiting edge. Talk about the various things you give, like flexible timing of working or the purposes that you're giving, skills training, etc. These are all things that are motivating for a prospective employee to join the company. Cash can motivate workers. In some types of work, cash rewards are the best suited as a motivator for work that is measured quantitatively. When there's a measure of your work in terms of quantity, 100 units you've sold, 200 units you've produced, then the cash incentive is directly related to my output, so I feel good about it. So I'll produce more and more. This is okay. Cash incentives is okay when work is quantifiable. When work is not quantifiable, cash incentive is a big debatable topic. Because I may say that, you know, Jayesh has done a good job in 1 hour, I'll give him, say, 1,000 rupees. I'll say Sachin has not done a good job or he has done a better job in, say, one hour. So, I'll give him 2,000 rupees. Now, suddenly, that you know, the 1 hour thing will weigh on your mind. Two of them have done one hour. Why are you giving him more? To justify that extra which I'm giving Sachin, it's big, big bother. So, quantifiable work, there the cash incentives work very well. But when it is not quantifiable, when it is quality-based work, which can't be quantified, good work, path-breaking discovery, you know, these are all things that are not tangible, they're intangible. In an intangible task that you're doing, customer satisfaction, monetizing that, putting it in the monetary form is quite challenging. It's not easy. It's a huge debate happening in many companies, right? If you give cash, include a meaningful note. For many employees, particularly younger generation, a job is not just a paycheck. People seek meaning in their job. So when I'm giving cash to people, let me give a meaning to them. Let them feel Why I'm giving the cash to them? Because the generation is looking for not just cash. They said, with the cash, give me my self-esteem. Give me something that makes me feel good about what I'm doing. A meaningfulness in my work. Right? Considering further, reconsider performance incentives. Many companies attempt to motivate employees with money and prizes as incentive for the future work. Reconsider the performance index in some other aspects. Consider thoughtful gifts instead of cash. People may prefer non-cash gifts because they often spend cash bonuses on basic necessities like paying rent or buying groceries, which are less memorable and enjoyable transactions than luxurious prizes like electronics or trips. So, when people are giving money anyway to the company and they give them, you know, things like Sodexo coupons and all that, that people are anyway using. They want something more than that. So, cash-based. There's a cash incentive and there's a cash-based incentive. So, these two are also having limited. Think of something better than that, which is going to make the employee much more happier and motivated. Right? Give the gift of time and other intangible perks. Employees who take time off are less stressed and more engaged, more creative and more productive. It's like giving them a weekly off, a compensatory off or something like that. You know, which is a time-based type of a thing. So, when the time element can be used as one of the motivating factors as a reward system. That's what it says, right? Continuing further, encourage employees to reward one another. That's a lovely thing to happen. In a team, in one of the IT companies where I do training, there's a team and in the team they got this, there's a concept called Scrum Master there. So, the Scrum Master is a part of the whole team and he makes it a point to see that when somebody does a good job, they put down a list of, you know, what needs to be done, etc. in terms of quantity and quality, attitude, etc. Somebody does a good job, they reward them. Now, I may reward a team member and after some days the team, another team member may reward me. So, within the team itself, there's a lot of give and take type of reward, which is a very beautiful thing to happen. The reason is, I'll tell you, the company may not acknowledge a small team. But if the team leader acknowledges the team members, they feel good. They said, a team member, the team leader is a mini company manager. So, when he rewards his colleagues and he gets rewarded, the team spirit goes up. At the macro level, it may or may not happen. But at the micro level, when it happens, it builds up into a macro culture. Right? Make recognition public. Whenever you're recognizing somebody, make it public. People like it. Again, a word of caution. This is not true for everybody. There are some people who are introverted. They say, I don't want publicity. If you're recognizing me, privately give it to me. I'm happy with it. So, you have to ask questions whether you want it public and then make it public. If employees are receiving say 500 rupees, if not dollars, bonus, hold a workplace event and hand out the checks and invite the employees' peers. Colleagues, you invite them. Okay? Sometimes a simple thank you is enough. A thank you card is enough. Among the happiest employees, 95% say that their managers are good at providing positive feedback. We do come across managers. We do come across supervisors to whom you're reporting, who have a habit of not saying a thank you. I see this common. I've been telling this to many managers whom I train. They keep complaining that my subordinates are like this, like that, etc. But I ask them, do you appreciate them? He said, what does the need to appreciate? They're getting paid for it. Now, that is a little bit of an arrogant statement, matter-of-factly statement. It doesn't have a human touch. There are people who find it extremely difficult, stressful to say a thank you. And there are employees who are working below them. They said, we don't want anything. We just want a thank you from this person. Don't give me increment. Don't give me money. It may sound very strange to some of you listening to me. But the fact is, I've seen this happen at many, many places. A thank you. A pat in the back. A word of, a word of kindness or honor. That is something which some people, they do a lot of stinginess in doing it. They don't do it also sometimes. Right? Now, what are the reasons or the factors that help employees to stay in an organization for a longer time? Employee retention, how does it happen? What are the various factors? Career growth and learning and development, exciting and challenging work, autonomy and control over work. People are today looking for autonomy. Give me that freedom, give me the space to do something, make my mistakes, learn from it and grow and contribute to the organization. Right? Meaningful work, making a difference and a difference and a contribution, being part of a team, autonomy. Great people, good boss, recognition for good job done, flexibility, inspiring leadership. Inspiring leadership is very important today. Inspiring leadership is not about somebody who shouts and says, oh, we'll reach Himalaya, we'll do this, we'll do that. Those are all days are gone on, all show and no go. Inspiring means the person has to make the person feel a sense of belonging, employee engagement, have a common value system. I would go to the extent of saying there should be a certain amount of spiritual alignment for a leader. Now, when these things come, the total human being is present, not just the corporate person. See, many people, they play corporate role and they try to dehumanize themselves. But a total individual will play a role as a natural as ever. And such people are very good inspiring leaders, in my opinion, in my experience when I'm training these people, I see them, some of them, right? Pride and work, pride and great work. I must feel proud to come to the company and do my job. When I'm giving this lecture, I must feel very proud and I must enjoy the work environment. Then, you know, the engagement is very high, right? Location, job security, cutting edge technology. These are things that keep people longer. There's this model called the Hay Group model for total rewards. Hay Group model for total rewards. At the center is the organization, and around that you can see six factors. Quality of work. Okay. One is quality of work. The other one is quality of work, work-life balance, inspirational values, enabling environment, future growth opportunities, and tangible rewards. Now, each one has been given some explanation. Take quality of work, perception of the value of work, challenge and interest it gives you, the achievement part of it, the freedom and the autonomy, and the quality of work relationships. So, in quality of work, these are the factors which actually happen. These are the factors that you experience as an employee, right? In work-life balance, recognition of the cycle needs, security of income and social environment, a balance between home as well as office and my social interaction. Inspiration values, quality leadership, risk sharing, organization values, behaviors, recognition, reputation of organization, communication. These are all the inspiration values which actually affect the individual, right? Enabling environment, physical environment should be very enabling, very a place wherein the type of work I'm doing, I should get all the proper props and supports. Tools and equipments, job training, safety, personal security, information and processes. As far as the future growth and the opportunity is concerned, there should be learning and developing beyond the current job. Career advancement, opportunities, performance improvement and feedback, right? And when it comes to tangible rewards, competitive pay, good benefits, incentives for higher performance, ownership potential, recognition awards and fairness of rewards. Now, what is ownership potential? When I take up a job, I become the owner of the job in terms of I'm responsible for everything and anything that happens to it. I cannot complain that I don't have resources, I didn't get this, I didn't get money, I didn't get machines. I take the ownership. It's as if emotionally, every which way, I'm engaged with this like an entrepreneur, right? So this is the Hay Group model, which is giving you the six parameters which is surrounding an organization, right? Now we go to the total reward concept in corporate India, various company practices. Okay. In Dr. Reddy's lab, we have the work-life balance, competency pay and career opportunities. In Bharat Petroleum, the public sector undertaking oil company, we have balance scorecard, which I've explained in another video, right? Mindtree Consulting, the IT company, benefits to be enjoyed with the family. HCL Technologies, trust pay. Samsung India, performance pay. Performance-based pay given around the need of each employee, right? Hexabet Technologies, it's a company where I've been doing a lot of training for at the leadership level. Okay, point-based reward system, earn points for defined behavior. This is very interesting. A behavior is determined that when you display this type of behavior, it means you have an attitude. The behavior is noticed and the behavior is rewarded. That's amazing, right? Few companies reward behavior. Few companies reward efforts. They only reward the outcome or the end result, which is tangible. This is an amazing culture which this company is fostering, right? Siemens, special employee reward and recognition mechanism, Puraskar, okay? Then Blue Dart, Bravo Blue Darter, Super Darter and True Blue Darter. These are the different types of incentives they have, different categories, right? And Ambuja Cements give photo frame one lot recognition card. Like in the photo frame, it's given, it's like a, it's got its own attitude. It's really pretty good to see that, right? Total reward system. Let's take a few points. More comprehensive to encourage top performance. When you have a total reward system, which I told you is a combination of monetary, non-monetary and other things, it's more comprehensive. It's addressing the total individual and it helps him in many aspects of life. So it's more comprehensive and to encourage top performance. Base pay and fringe benefits in line with the lifestyle and aspirations. Housing, car, club membership, etc. Wealth building, ESOPs, as I told you earlier, soft loans, annuity soft loans. I need loans for a short period of time, maybe for marriage and the family or something, soft loans and annuity. Variable pay, short and long-term incentives, profit link pay, benefits, medical, pension, provident fund, work-life balance, recognition, company-sponsored dinners, holidays, etc. Deferred gratuity programs. It is not deferred, it should be deferred, I think. Okay. Gratuity programs are of a certain period, 10 years, 15 years, 12 years, whatever, right? I exactly do not know how much it is today. In some cases, it is 10 years, I think. So you defer it, you take it for a longer period of time, and or you postpone it. That is one thing that is being followed by some places. Learning and competency pay, performance-based career opportunities, overseas arrangements, new projects, right? Companies recognition objectives. What are the objectives becomes companies recognizing? Recognize years of service, creation of positive work environment, motivate higher performance, encourage loyalty, create a culture of recognition, increase morale, reinforce desired and expected employee behavior, provide a line of sight to company goals, support organization mission and values, and a culture change and increase retention. These are some of the objectives of company recognition, right? Key components of employee engagement. What are the components of employee engagement? What are the various factors that contribute? What are the things you need to do for an employee engagement to happen? Company's brand. Solid reputation as an employer of choice leads to employee engagement. When you know you're working for a brand which is recognized by people, Infosys, Larsen & Toubro. This brand is something that makes a person feel a sense of belonging. It's my company. I'm working for this company. People feel good about it, right? Strong leadership. Invest in cultivating and developing talent, leadership management, and developing programs aligned with the company strategy. When we say strong leadership, we talk about the value system, the way they treat people, the type of, processes they have. All this is speaking of a very solid and a reliable organization that actually gives a very good amount of employee engagement for the person, right? Performance-focused reward programs. This is a very important thing. The rewards programs are based on my performance and very clear-cut parameters. Tips for effective multi-generational employee recognition. Multi-generational means we have got people with different generation, different, like we said, Gen X, Gen Y, etc. So what type of recognition best practice is being followed? Deepen engagement by holding younger employees accountable and building trust with older workers. The young and the old have to come together. The young has got creativity. They don't have experience. They don't have wisdom compared to the older one. Older one have got wisdom. Their creativity is not that much. So both of them, the oldest can become mentor. The youngest can become the people who actually bring out lovely ideas, put innovation into action and produce things, right? Motivate younger employees with promotions and formal recognition, older with variety and autonomy. Make sure recognition is meaningful for less experience and based on performance for more experienced people, right? Highlight unique ways less experienced employees contribute and recognition given fairly to more experienced employees. Highlight it. If I'm doing something, highlight to the younger person, look, I'm giving this reward because of this is the reason, which he understands, which he craves for. Same thing with the older people, right? When planning career celebration, keep in mind what would be the most meaningful for each individual employee. If you're having a career celebration, career growth is taking place, I've given you a new position and there's going to be celebration, you must know what is making the person happy. On that basis, you create the career celebration program, right? Types of rewards, monetary, non-monetary, knickknacks on the job. Monetary, everything is given here. I'll just read it out. Salary increments, promotion, paid up insurance, loan, transport, telephone, profit sharing, cash incentives, company, accommodation, bonus, cash rewards, furniture, company shares, other facilities. In monetary, it is monetary as well as monetary base, right? Non-monetary rewards are free lunch, picnic, dinner with boss, festival bashes, dinner for family. Knickknacks, all those sidey things, small things, Desk accessories, I give a desk, on the desk I'm keeping one logo or something, or I keep something of convenience which the employee can use, right? Company watches, tie pins, diaries, calendars, wallets, mugs, okay? T-shirts, big table, etc. On the job, more responsibility, job rotation, special assignment, training, security of tenure, security of the years of experience you're going to be putting in the company tenure. more authority, fair treatment, self-goal setting. Continuing further, awards, trophies, plaques, citations, scroll, certificate, letter of appointment, social acknowledgements, informal recognition, pat in the back when you're sitting in the canteen. Okay, it feels good, right? Friendly greetings, smiles, solicitation of advice, asking for advice and giving advice, showing trust, club membership, use of company facilities for personal projects, photograph on notice board, special praise for by management, opportunity for lecture, tokens, movie tickets, vacation trips, early off, coupons redeemable at stores, gifts, special leave. Some of these things are listed here. And with this, my dear friends, I conclude this very short session on types of rewards. You can use your creativity, you can use your innovation, design your rewards any which way you want. Ultimately, reward is what? Somebody does something and that person should be given something in return to make him feel good. So you can design it anyway. It can be money, it can be non-money. These are some of the corporate things which people are doing. And any one of you who's a corporate leader or a corporate manager or a corporate employee can design it according to what is around you. It should be extremely designed. It should be designed extremely in a manner in which people actually absorb it. It should not become something routine, something structured, something very robotic. Give the human touch for the types of rewards and definitely things will happen. Thank you very much.